Matt, you're probably aware that the NT is really the home of Weeds. Over the last couple of seasons, PFS and the Northern Territory have really been battling with weed control, spent a massive amount of money on weed control. So this is a new initiative that we've brought in here. So every single seedling we do, so sandalwood and our host trees, get a individual tree guard or spray guard held in the ground with a couple of bamboo sticks. And this basically allows us to spray herbicide along that tree line right from the day we plant. So right from the day we put the tree in the ground, a guard goes over the top, and we start spraying with tractors alongside, and it allows the chemical to hit the side of that spray guard and wipe out all the weeds in between the trees.
It looks amazing out there. It's just a sea of white tree guards.
Yeah, that's right. We reckon you could probably just about see it from space. The whole program was about 2 million seedlings gone on the ground this year between Catherine and the Douglas Daily. So 2 million tree guards.
Wow.
500 hectares of which is at Midway Station.
So 2 million tree guards and 4 million bamboo sticks.
That's right, yeah, 4 million bamboo sticks. So
Where do you get all this from?
These are all coming from China.
Yep.
So coming in containers through Darwin and to our plantations, and then basically go through a process of the bamboo being put into these guards and shipped out to the field and all put in by hand. So we've had probably about 30-odd casual staff out putting those in.
So the trees go in by hand as well, is that right, Nick?
Every tree's hand planted.
So some person's got to put in the tree and then put in the bamboo sticks and then move the guard over the top.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big job.
That's a huge job, yeah. The benefits, I guess, of the guards are obviously, you know, less competition from the weeds because the weeds are sprayed. We're also finding some other benefits of some promotion of faster growth because we've got a nice little environment there inside that guard, and that really protected from that prevailing southeasterly wind that we get in the dry season here. So,
of course,
they're not getting flogged around by the wind as much. We're getting a really good growth rate from them.
So how big's the backpacker team been in the Douglas Daily to get this huge job done?
Yeah, look, we've had probably in the Douglas Daily around 50 to 60 casuals probably for the last 3 months. So it's been pretty intense. On top of that, we've got another dozen or so permanent staff managing them. So it's really been a busy year.
Have you finished the planting program?
Just about to wrap it up at Midway.
Uh-huh.
About another 100 hectares or less to finish off. And that's the program done for the year, which is 1,400 hectares planted in the NT again.
Wow. So from here on, if I ever go and see a brand new Indian sandalwood plantation in the Ord or around Catherine or in the Douglas Daily, this is how the company's going to approach it, with these tree guards and bamboo sticks?
Yeah, I think so, Matt. This is the way of the future for us here. So, for sure, you'll see them going forward.
I personally haven't seen too many other forestry projects. Does this get used by other timbers?
Yeah, it does. Other forestry industries do them from time to time, as do revegetation projects. The cost of them is obviously has been a barrier for us up until now, but the benefits we're seeing from them definitely outweigh the cost. So definitely going to be a normal procedure from now on.
So if TFS needs millions of bamboo sticks each year, if I'm looking to start up my own bamboo business, how cheap do you need them before I get your business?
You need to sell them to us for probably about 1 to 2 cents, man.
Oh, that's cheap. Oh, 1 or 2 cents a stick. Holy. Beautiful. Well, all the best out there. When the tree's getting plonked in the ground right now, what's the plan in terms of when you'd like to harvest them?
Yeah, well, harvest is so it's a 15-year rotation.
Yep.
That we do. We've already started our first harvest in Kununurra now. So first harvest in the territory is about 13 years away.